Welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. Our guest today is Sochil Torres Small. She is running as a Democrat in the primary for the 2nd congressional seat of New Mexico. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anthony, thanks so much for having me.
Now, I'd like to start off with just a simple question. Why are you running?
Sure. So I've grown up here in Las Cruces, and growing up here, I seldom felt like the person who was elected to represent me was really representing me. I didn't feel like I had a voice, I didn't feel like my family had a voice, and I certainly didn't feel like my community had a voice. And, you know, things have just gotten worse in terms of Washington. People are becoming distracted by issues that really aren't affecting their constituents. They're also allowing polarized views to really hamper solutions. And, you know, I have experience working for Senator Udall and now as an attorney finding solutions and crafting those. So, for example, when I worked for Senator Udall, a constituent approached me because there was a government agency that wasn't fulfilling its agreement to create riparian habitat along the Rio Grande. And so I brought folks together. There'd been an agreement between farmers and conservationists and the government to create these spaces. And there were plenty of excuses that could have been made. You know, this was too polarizing of an issue. Folks, they couldn't get the right land. But instead, we just made sure that we were meeting and talking and finding solutions to those issues. And so I have experience doing that, and it's time to bring that to Washington.
I mean, you know, you brought up one issue. You've worked with water issues as an attorney. You know, you've been heavily involved with that. And what are some of the other issues that you feel are extremely important that people are facing here in the 2nd Congressional District?
Absolutely. So being from here and choosing to live here now, it's important to me that everyone has an opportunity to reach their dreams right here in New Mexico. So that's the lens that I'm looking through everything in. And what that means is that people are healthy. So they have access to affordable health care no matter who they are, if they live in a rural community, or to have the access to the specialists that they need, or not to have to wait online if they're a veteran to get through to the VA. So there's multiple, what health means is a lot of things depending where you are in the region, but working with Senator Udall and making sure that people had access to that health care is incredibly important to me. Also, education. So in the federal government, we invest in early childhood education through Head Start and making sure that those funds get used here locally. Also, job training is part of education, making sure that we're working with business owners and colleges as well as K-12 schools to really prepare students for the economies of the future. And then lastly, that leads right into jobs and making sure that we're building on our diverse district to take advantage of the economic development opportunities that we need here in New Mexico.
I want to talk about those things you just brought up. You mentioned Head Start, early childhood education. What do you think can be done in Congress to really address that situation here in New Mexico, which some have said may not always be on the same page with the federal government?
Well, that's why it's important that we're working together as a team. Back when I worked for Senator Udall, it was essential that we were coordinating both within the federal delegation and also with the state government. And so making sure that the funding gets delivered from the federal government and that then we're working with communities to leverage that.
Okay, now once again, you know, being able to have a trained workforce, what are some of the things, you know, people in Congress can do to help folks in the 2nd Congressional District so that they can ensure that they have the right job training?
So one of the areas that I covered was working with Silver City when Freeport-McMoRan jobs dramatically decreased in the mining industry there. And so it was about coordinating, bringing the right people on the ground, because there's federal resources to retrain individuals who need access at that time. And so it's making sure that those resources actually get used on the ground. And that's one of the things I love about the role in federal government, is that you're making sure on the ground things are happening. It's not just about the legislation that gets passed, but also that it gets implemented here in New Mexico.
Now, developing the economy in the 2nd Congressional District, you know, what do you see are the opportunities and the challenges in doing that in the 2nd Congressional District?
So So one of the things I love about this district is how diverse it is. We really have incredible resources across the board. So here on the border, the opportunity to leverage trade with Mexico and the skilled workforce in terms of bilingual skills as well as training in international relations when it comes to working with Mexico is a great important thing to leverage. We also have great land resources, and having Wismer here, we have incredible opportunity with airspace. Also, we have energy opportunities throughout the state, whether it's wind, solar, oil, gas. We have tons of resources that we have to use responsibly. And then finally, you know, tourism and making sure that that's an added component of our economic future.
Yeah, you mentioned, establishing, the relationship between enhancing that with Mexico and as far as like trade goes and things like that along the border. There's been a lot of talk, with NAFTA being up for talks, and President Trump has obviously said some things about the NAFTA deal. I mean, what are your thoughts on NAFTA, and how do you feel about the deal?
So when I studied economics at Georgetown, one of the key principles is that you have to have as much certainty as possible when it comes to building infrastructure and investing in communities. And if we don't have a trade agreement that's long-lasting, that people can have confidence investing in, it's not worth the agreement. We've got to make sure that we're negotiating in good faith and that the agreement is going to continue into the future so that people can make plans to invest in our communities based on that information.
Now, another issue in this district is immigration. There's been a lot of talk, as we're taping this episode, the United States Senate is starting debate on this issue, and it is expected to go several days. What are your thoughts on coming to a solution for immigration, especially when it comes to Dreamers? Some Dreamers have stepped out and said that they want a clean Dream Act without enhanced funding for ICE and Homeland Security and a border wall. What are your thoughts on that? Do you support what they call a Clean Dream Act?
So let's be really clear about where we are right now. Dreamers' futures are in jeopardy because President Donald Trump rescinded protections that were already existing for them. And instead, he rescinded those protections to use them as a bargaining chip for other other infrastructure desires and immigration concerns. And so what he's done is really made the conversation about something that over 80% of Americans agree should be done, is making sure that people who were brought here through no fault of their own have access to their home and also can give back to our communities, which we've already invested in them. So let's be clear that that's why we are where we are. In terms of comprehensive immigration reform and border infrastructure, we can talk to people along the border about what solutions work for border security, but President Donald Trump's plans are clearly ill-informed about what's necessary to do that. And that's it just further shows how out of touch he is and how willing he is to make a political point over community solutions that matter in our state.
What do you think's missing? We just have about a minute left, but what do you think's really missing from this immigration debate?
Discussion about our industries that depend on immigration and about individuals who want to make this a better place for all of us.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for being here. And as we close out, I'd like to, I wanted to bring, something to your attention that I know you talked about before, is like you grew up here in this area as knowing the importance of having your neighbors back. I saw that on your website. What does that really mean? How can you really bring that type of attitude and that sort of mantra to Congress?
So what that means is getting away from political labels and knowing that we live in a community where talking to each other and working for each other makes a difference. So it's not about making an issue to score political points, but it's growing up in a small community, even if you're coming at things from a different side, like that farmer and that conservationist that I mentioned before, there was a reason to work together. And we have that expertise here in New Mexico that we need to take to Washington.
Social Tourist Small, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Anthony. I really appreciate it.
And we look forward to seeing you next time on In Focus. Thanks for joining us.